Let's turn over to our first guest standing by from Slices of Love. Rushdie Rosie Jacobs joins me at the moment. Slices of Love is a sandwich drive that is able to support or has historically supported many children from poorer communities in order to at least get some food where they haven't been able to get from their school feeding schemes. We speak now to Rosie Jacobs to find out her challenges as we come out of lockdown.
Breakfast with Refilo Emolato
on Cape Talk.
Rosie, welcome. How are you this morning?
Hi, good morning. I'm all good, thanks.
We're talking about life a year into lockdown. How has Slices of Love's development of its support of its communities changed as we step into 2021?
Oh, we just started this project in December when one of my uplines, look, I belong to Crowd One. I'm a proud affiliate, and she approached me because we found out that the NPO, it was feeding the children in Lavender Hill, together with Revolutionary Yoga, was taking a break, a holiday break. And the lady in Lavender Hill was saying the kids was coming to knock on the door at all odd hours of the day and night for something to eat. And we stepped up, and being an ex-caterer, an ex-caterer due to COVID-19. My business took a dive, and of course, with Crowd One coming into my life, it changed my life. And we're on so many WhatsApp groups, and together we decided to just put it out there for donations. And the first week was in the middle of December. We started with 30 loaves of bread and just the fillings of for that, you see. And then we went out, I've offered up my home, and we just got together a few ladies, Natasha, Shafika, Brenda, Faye, Bahia, Malika and Trevor, and we got together, and of course my awesome husband. We got together and we just started making up the sandwiches, prepping, wrapping, and we took it down to Lavender Hill.
One of the things that we've definitely heard from many people who have been providing support during the lockdown is the drying up of donations and the drying up of support. In what way might we be able to lend support? I know you've put an appeal on social media. Can you direct us?
Yes, last week there was no donations after putting it out. And it was just terrible. So what we're actually needing is bread, fillings for bread like eggs, cheese, fish, whatever. And then, of course, maybe even some fruit for the children, you know.
Certainly.
That is the need that we have. The facilities and everything is here to do it. But
okay.
The donations are running dry.
And do you have, how many children do you feed every day? Or how many sandwiches do you make every day?
Well, it has grown and started with 30 loaves. Last week we did 50 loaves. So the need is actually for 500 to 700 sandwiches, if I can say, because last week we actually had to turn children away. We didn't even have enough to feed everybody. And that was totally, totally sad.
Are they at least able to be supported now that schools are reopened?
They are being supported, but of course there is the younger ones that are not fed, obviously. And some of the kids, not all of the schools are being supported or or they started feeding yet. So I don't know what the logistics is at the schools.
Okay.
But we definitely know what the need is out there.
Rosie,
because we've been there.
Indeed. Thank you very much for giving us this insight into where we can assist with Slices of Love. 30 loaves of bread feeds a large number of children every day, not all of whom are able to get back to school where they might have access to school feeding programs, largely children in the Lavender Hill area. A big push on social media last week hasn't been responded to the extent that you're able to provide and support with bread, fillings and the like. And maybe touch base with Rosie if you're able to help with hands, making more bread and the like. Please reach out to us on 072-567-1567. Just mention Slices of Love and we'll give you contact into how you can get hold of Rosie Jacobs. It's